Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in one. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. I have the thing that finally put Jack the Ripper off murders.
Hypnotherapy? I have a guy who you might not have heard of and you definitely should have.
What?
Date Fight!
Hello, it's the 9th of November and welcome to Date Fight. It's the podcast where we work out by means of arguments and fighting and using facts from history, pitting them against each other. We work out what the most important thing that happened on this day in history was.
I'm Nat Tapley, he's Jake Yap, and we have chosen the best things that have ever happened on this day, and we're going to make them fight like children in a playground over a last sweet.
Nice. It's your go to go first, so let's have round one.
Round one!
Excellent. I am going to go for 1888.
Ah.
Best of all the 1880s.
Because it was all the fat ladies.
Let me take you down to foggy London town.
Certainly.
London's fashionable East End, where we find...
Dear. This is not
actually,
be,
no, I've approached this from entirely...
Jolly.
Little...
Yeah. I thought he's going jolly, oh, and I no. just remember what his pre-titles bit was.
Yeah, let's...
Do
let's
go on reframe. About the grisly murders.
No, tell you what, let's skip to another one and come back to that once I've rethought my tone.
Look, we're all with you. We know you're a nice person. Okay. Just plow on.
So, November the 9th was the day the police discovered the body of Jack the Ripper's final victim.
Wow.
Which we can only assume was the one that puts him off murdering for life. Went, oh, that's it. Yeah. I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah.
Out I of mean, the what, ripping
what,
game.
What puts a murderer off? It's not going to be like bad teeth, is it? It's got to be something pretty strong, I would have thought.
Maybe he just got interested in something else, like pogs.
Ah, because pogs were invented, I think, in 1885.
Yes.
But didn't go into broad circulation. They did the crisp packets promotion.
Yes, but they weren't actually on sale in shops until 1887.
Ah, okay. So, yeah, that was when pogs
was just,
took over.
A youthful enthusiasm.
I've heard this theory about Jack the Ripper.
Mm.
Ripper several times.
Yeah.
And it makes a lot of sense to me. I had a clean.
Can you hear us backing away mentally from the idea that we're making jokes about a series of murders?
I had a cleaner.
Yes.
Who was a strange lady.
Mm. Was she Jack the Ripper?
I had... No.
Okay.
But she told me that she was pretty certain that she, in a former life, had been Jack the Ripper's girlfriend, and that her now husband had been Jack the Ripper.
Oh.
And she was very proud of that.
Did she?
And she had previously offered to do babysitting, and I'm very glad to say she's no longer a part of my life in any way. And I've moved house.
Did you not feel the need to report that fact to
the police or social services, something?
Yeah. if your husband was previously a mass murderer, do you have to...
That's a good... Yeah, if you do like deep regression hypnotherapy or something and conclude that you were... Should you turn yourself in? Probably should.
Yeah.
Probably should, mate.
She didn't.
Okay, so that's your.
That's my.
It's good.
Ill thought through.
It's good. It's really good. I have to. Well, am I allowed a birthday? I know we've got birthdays coming up.
Sure.
Did you have Edwin on your list?
I do not have Edwin.
Good.
On my list.
Do you know who Edwin is?
No.
He loves to laugh.
Ooh.
Long and loud. And clear, or something. The more he's a merrier him. Uncle Albert in Mary Poppins. Edwin.
Oh, Edwin, yeah.
Bless my soul. Mm. That one.
Yeah, Tigger from Disney's Winnie the Pooh.
Yes. But we mustn't judge him for that. He was born in 1886, 2 years.
Maybe he was Jack the Ripper.
Maybe he was Jack the Toddling Ripper. Jack the Nipper?
Oh,
I feel like that was probably a comic strip in the 70s. I think it was. Oh my, what an awful. Can't do that anymore.
Well, they had Sweeney Todd, didn't they? There was definitely Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, oh, which was brilliant. Leo Baxendale.
Yeah.
Whose prints hang on my wall. Anyway.
Footprints.
Edwin, born 1886. Now, interestingly, or not, but, you know, a great life.
Mm-hmm.
Lived well, I think. 1964.
Yes.
He makes Mary Poppins
yeah.
and laughs up on the ceiling.
Yeah.
And says, oh, bless my soul. 2 years later, he was dead.
Serves him right for doing all those Ripper murders.
We're definitely getting confused.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was what I had for that.
Okay. I don't think either of us deserve a point for that. All right, you can have it.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. I don't want any of Jack the Ripper's blood points.
Just by default.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah, otherwise you become one of those people just making money off of the...
A ghoul who, who's exploiting
them. Yeah, which technically you are.
I am.
With this podcast. And I've lost my pen. But you'll just have to remember 3.5. Where
put my pen? Hang on, it's there. Well, there's a pen.
That's a pen. That's your pen.
Yep.
3.5 points I've got now.
How many have I got?
4.5.
Nice. I thought you already had 3.5. It was already 3.5 to 4.
No, because it was a null round yesterday. It was terrible. Okay. If you heard yesterday's podcast, I do apologise. We're doing better today, I think, I hope. Let's have the birthdays.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Birthdays! Today's birthdays include Lou Ferrigno. He's the Hulk.
Yeah, don't make him angry.
Yeah. Carl Sagan, he invented the universe.
Don't make him angry.
Yeah. And Gail Borden.
Yeah. Don't Google her. What's a Gail Borden?
Gail Borden was, how does I get this right?
Invented creosote. I think.
He invented condensed milk. That's who it was.
Seriously?
Yep.
Oh, that should have been top of the tree. Why is that...
Why is he under Lou Ferrigno?
Yeah, why
because
are we...
Because I'd forgotten who he was.
But why isn't there a Gail Borden day? I mean, condensed milk is the most delicious thing on the planet, isn't it? I'm saying that as a vegan.
Yeah. Pretty good, Gail Borden. He's actually Gail Borden II. I mean, who knows what his father might have achieved.
Well, he invented milk. Yeah.
Happy Death Day to Ramsay MacDonald, Chaim Weizmann, the first president of Israel, and Stieg Larsson, who, retrospectively after his death, published The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
The girl who went up the wrongs. Yeah. The girl who forgot her saddle.
Yeah.
That was the worst one. It was the girl with curry down her top.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
And, you know, the girl, that one, with the thing going on the hair.
Yeah. That was a good one too.
That was the best one.
Let's have round two.
I just remembered why Gail Borden was on the list, by the way.
Why?
It's because I thought Gail Borden was a lady.
Yeah, I had a feeling you were going to say that too. I'm glad I didn't say she.
Yeah,
which I nearly did.
Am I going first this time, or are you?
I think it's me.
Good.
I've got someone that I think you might have heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Spiro Agnew.
Yes. You know, his name is an anagram of grow a penis.
Good Lord. So it is. Wow. Who was the vice president to Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon.
Back in the day. He was born in 1918. And what a compelling story his life is. It turned out he was doing all sorts of highly nefarious things, even once he was in the White House, and you'd sort of think he was above such kind of local level corruption. He had been a governor in, I think, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. And it's an amazing story. And if you are interested, and I the sort of thing I didn't think I would be interested in, but there's an amazing podcast called Bagman by Rachel Maddow from MSNBC, where she tells the story so brilliantly, and they do this really big sort of trawling. They find his personal archive. You know how, like, politicians donate all their papers and stuff to a university and stuff? They went and dug stuff out and found all this amazing stuff and interviewed the FBI agents who were just, like, local agents who kind of detectives who found out all this stuff, and they had to drive down with affidavits like through the night down from New York. And it's a really fantastic
right
story.
Up my alley.
It's really
if I
good.
Talking on this podcast, yeah, I'd be listening to that podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm not to drive you away from this one, but they work
click
well
subscribe
together.
Before you go, bye.
Yeah, yeah, bye. What do you got?
I have 1887. Yes, 1887.
We have 86.
Yeah.
87 and 84, was that?
Yeah.
88. We got 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
In one try and podcast, do that, that's... No. Carry on.
When the United States got given Pearl Harbor.
Oh.
So before that, Pearl Harbor was not part of the United States. And so without which,
why?
Pearl
but,
Harbor...
But geographically,
happen.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it's only in the middle of the Pacific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Falklands.
Oops. Who? To patriotic listeners, you've been listening to the Leicester Square podcast with Richard Herring.
Well, it's not often, is it, that places get given to other people?
No, I mean, the whole place got given. And a few years later, all of Hawaii became part of the US, so it wasn't just Pearl Harbor.
Right.
Just
and
Pearl Harbor.
Without that gesture...
Then there wouldn't have been Pearl Harbor.
Or... You know, as part of that ongoing acquisition of Hawaii, there would have been no Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, or Lilo and Stitch.
If you had to choose between Lilo and Stitch or Dog the Bounty Hunter, what would you have?
Lilo and Stitch.
It's the best,
it's
isn't
amazing.
It?
Is that in The Emperor's New Groove? They were in a real high point back then. Everyone goes, oh, Disney.
Was The Emperor's New Groove good?
It's amazing. It is
it
one
really?
Of the best films in the world.
Seriously?
Yes.
I didn't think I'd like it, so I skipped it.
You will
it.
Definitely like it.
I love
it has
Lilo
Earth
and
Kit.
Stitch. She's very big on fur, isn't she, I think?
Is she?
Sorry, you can't be in
she's
like a
now,
kid's animated cartoon with animals prancing about and be into fur, can you? You can't do that.
It's got David Spade. John Goodman playing the classic John Goodman grumpy character.
Oh, that's good. All right, I'll give it a go.
What it's got Talking Llama.
All right, fine. All right, who's won that round? Because
you have, because I knew nothing about...
Yeah, but then again, I sort of was driving people away from our podcast and onto another good one. So I feel like I should probably lose a mark.
Okay.
I'm going to go to 2.5, and you're on 5.5 now.
Okay.
There's a lot of catching up to go there.
There is.
Fine. That's it for today.
Yes,
we will be back tomorrow because history, we've already, we've just made some. I mean, incredibly banal history, but history nonetheless. We'll be back with another Date Fight tomorrow.
Yes. Happy days tomorrow.
Another explosive finale. We'll see you tomorrow.